Just a reminder, we have done so well. We, Detroit, have done so well in so many ways with those USA Today various things, the best places for this or that. We just got another great award, and so here's another one that we want to vote for. America's Best Places, the Campus Martius just won, right? That was just this week, I think, that we announced that. But anyway, USA Today now is asking for nominations, and we should nominate the Ford Fireworks as one of America's best places to see fireworks. It really is. And Tony Michaels, the president and CEO of the parade company, and all of us on the board for the parade company, everybody's trying to get this award, another award for Detroit. It all is good. Go to theparade.org, theparade.org, and vote for our Ford Fireworks as the best place to see fireworks. That'd be great to do that. The names, Justin Schilling, Madison Baldwin, Hannah St. Juliana, Tate Mear. These are names that we will always remember as the four students who lost their lives during the Oxford High School shooting. We want to remember some other things, some positive things, and some ways that you can be a part of a foundation that is remembering and helping students. The Chooch Foundation. And Chooch, from what I understand, was Justin Schilling's nickname. The Chooch Foundation stands for Caring, Helping Others, Often Creates Hope. Craig Schilling, the father of Justin Schilling, is on the other end of my line right now, and there's nothing I can say or anyone can say to help you through all of this, but you know you have our condolences, our prayers, and certainly right now our attention on this event, Craig Schilling, that you want to tell us about. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate your kind sentiments there.
Well, it's my pleasure. Call me Paul. I'm going to call you Craig. We're going to remember Justin. We're going to remember those other kids. And this is a bowling tournament. Tell us about it.
Yes, it is a bowling tournament. My son spent several years on the bowling team. It was a family fun event that we would do all the time. And so we thought we would we'd carry it on and have a bowling tournament in his name. It's a scholarship tournament for like students, student level, youth, middle school and high school level. And then it's a cash tournament for adults. It's taking place this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is the four games qualifying for the youth and the high school bowlers. And then Sunday morning is the adult qualifier. And then Sunday afternoon is when we'll do the bracket style roll-off and for the champion. So we're pretty excited.
I can only imagine. Justin's Oxford High School bowling coach, I think it's J.R. Lafnir, he said, quote, Justin's big claim to fame with bowling is that he brought joy to everyone around him when he was bowling. And you have a story, Dad, that led to the story of your son coming in very nonchalant, eating a little food and bowling a 257. Can you tell us that?
Yeah, no, it was on a mom's weekend, and they had gotten the time mixed up a little bit, so they showed up an hour late. And they came in, everybody was already bowling. They went through like the team bowling event, so then it went into an individual bowling, and coach said, well, you're here, you might as well jump in there. And so he went in, and he just ended up bowling his best game ever, 257. He ended up getting, during the course of that game, got six strikes in a row. And because he got that, it was a high game for him for the year, and he was the only one of two that year that got six in a row.
As I understand it, though, the point I want people to understand is that he was so nonchalant, he walked in eating Taco Bell, and he continued eating his Taco Bell and got that 257, and they came up then with the Taco Bell award from your son.
Yeah, it was pretty great because he had a crunch wrap coming in the morning. The coaches thought that was pretty funny, and they decided to start the Taco Bell Award, which is just like a $25 Taco Bell gift certificate for anybody who bowls gets six strikes in a row during the course of the season. So, yeah, it's evolved from then. And they get a new hat. They got nice hats that you get to wear for pose for pictures, and they got little Chihuahua stuffed animals that you get to hoist around a little bit. So it's fun. It's fun for the kids, and especially at that young of an age, you know, where getting into bowling it's another sport that, you know, it's not really popular, but it's welcoming. They bring everybody in, and they give them a lot of structure and a lot of guidance, and it really helps develop the youth at that time in their life.
Craig Schilling, father of Justin Schilling. How did Justin become known as Chooch as a nickname?
Oh, it's just something that I just walked into it one day, and I had got home, and my wife at the time had just spat it out there like it was a common thing, and it was just that. So then, from then on out, it just started. I thought it was a nice little nickname, and but it's always one that I will forever compare with my son. It will always be with him, and it will always be his name as far as I'm concerned. So being able to do the foundation and breaking it down to an acronym was just a bonus.
And this Saturday and Sunday, the Chooch Foundation is inviting everyone to Century Bowl in Waterford to take part in this bowling tournament to raise funds for the Chooch Foundation. Again, hosted by Century Bowl on Highland Road in Waterford. $30 per bowler, with the finals April 21st at noon. Four tournaments in one: youth division, high school, college, and adults. Each competitive level, four games qualifying, top 16 advance, top four per division receive prize money. It's going to be a lot of fun, and for a wonderful cause, with the raffles and the auctions and 50-50s and everything else that goes into it. God bless you, Craig Schilling, and thank you for continuing taking your suffering and the suffering of others and trying to make something good of it. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me on again, Paul. I appreciate you guys.
Well, we appreciate you, and we'll never forget those four kids and their families as we continue in Focus on WJR.